and gentlemen, my name is Paul Heyman, and you're listening to the Bob Culture Podcast with your host, Rob Crother!
Alright guys, we're back here at Mark Out at the Meadowlands, and it's an absolute honor to be joined by an original ECW legend, former ECW tag champion, former cruiserweight champion, FBI member, one of the all-time great cruiserweights of all time, Mr. Nunzio. Thanks for a few minutes, man. How are you?
Doing good. Thank you for having me. Always excited for these events. Get out, meet the fans, have a good time.
Great. Super stoked. So in ECW and, you know, also other organizations, you've had great matches with the likes of Tajiri, Super Crazy, just some great all-time cruiserweight matches. What was it like working with those guys, and were there other guys, like particularly cruiserweights, that you liked working with?
Well, I loved working with those guys. Obviously, we used to do the three-way dances and stuff.
Yep.
You know, it just when you wrestle certain people, you just kind of mesh with them, and there's certain people you wrestle and you just shit the bed. I was lucky. I wrestled in Japan many a time, so I knew how to work with the Japanese wrestlers. I wrestled in Mexico, Puerto Rico, so I knew how to work with that style. So I was very lucky in my career, able to adapt to different styles of wrestling depending on who I wrestled. And I had a great time with those guys and everybody else. I had a great time with RVD and you know, all them guys. And RVD is a whole nother style.
Oh, yeah, that's, yeah. Well, unorthodox, yeah.
Getting ready to take chairs to the head. So yeah, it was many good times.
Absolutely. You mentioned, yeah, you were over in Japan, and you were trained by Billy Robinson, correct?
I was trained by Billy Robinson in UWF-style shoot wrestling. I was trained professionally by Gino Caruso, Mike Masters, and the Kodiak Bear in Mississippi, New Jersey. Yeah. So before I went to Japan, I was trained American style by Jerry Fazio also. And then when I went to work for UWFI, I was trained shoot style by Billy Robinson.
Yeah. And nowadays we see, you know, on the independent scene especially, as it's booming right now, mostly cruiserweight action and guys working that hybrid style, that European blended with the Japanese. Everybody loves the strong style. And you were kind of one of the first guys blending that people got to see every week on their TV. Who out there now you think is the new Nunzio? Who do you see is doing it right?
The new Nunzio, let's see, you know, I love watching the NXT. I mean, I think it's a great location for professional wrestling. It's a great performance center. I love Tony Nese. I'm very happy for him. Yeah. He's got his WrestleMania moment.
Nice, nice.
So I would say him, believe it or not. You know, I'm not a great friend of Tony's, you know, yeah. But I know who he is. I respect his work, and I like what he's doing.
Great answer.
You got the tap on the shoulder, Tony.
That's right. There you go. It's official. We wanted to ask this one. Why did you always bill yourself as 201 and a quarter pound?
I always did the quarter thing ever since ECW.
Yeah.
The funny thing was, when I was in WWE, I was ranked at, I had my weight at 201 and a quarter, and Stephanie McMahon came up to me, and she's like, you do not look 201 and a quarter, so you're going to have to lower your weight. So from there, I had to lower my weight, and I went to 167 and a quarter.
Yeah, there it is, yeah. And lastly, and thanks for a few minutes, man. Super appreciate it. You know, we have a lot of up-and-coming indie guys on the show. Any advice you would give to these guys trying to make names for themselves, make a career for themselves, trying to make the next step?
Just stick with it, you know. It's very, the business is very hard, you know. 98% of people don't make it, you know. 2% make it, and then 2% make it, 1% makes it so that you never have to work again, you know. Make millions of dollars. Unfortunately, the rest of them, you can make it, but you still have to go to work. So I would just say, stick with it, do what you can, and if you don't make it, you don't make it, but at least you followed your dreams.
Really well said. Hey, Nunzio, thank you for a few minutes. One of the all-time greats. Appreciate it, man.